The Lamb in the midst of the throne, the Lamb of God is represented before us as in the midst of the throne of God. He is the great ordinance by which man and God are united in commune together. Thus men are represented as sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is the appointed place of meeting between God and humanity. See. See. Angel hands linked about the world, John writes, I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne. Angels were united in the work of him who had broken the seals and taken the book. Four mighty angels hold back the powers of this earth till the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. The nations of the world are eager for conflict, but they are held in check by the angels. When this restraining power is removed, there will come a time of trouble and anguish. Deadly instruments of warfare will be invented. Vessels, with their living cargo, will be entombed in the great deep. All who have not the spirit of truth will unite under the leadership of satanic agencies. But they are to be kept under control till the time shall come for the great battle of Armageddon. Angels are belting the world, refusing Satan his claims to supremacy, made because of the vast multitude of his adherents. We hear not the voices, we see not with the natural sight the work of these angels, but their hands are linked about the world, and with sleepless vigilance they are keeping the armies of Satan at bay till the sealing of God's people shall be accomplished. The ministers of Jehovah, angels have skill and power and great strength, being commissioned to go forth from heaven to earth to minister to his people. They are given the work of keeping back the raging power of him who has come down like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Lord is a refuge for all who put their trust in him. He bids them hide in him for a little moment, until the indignation shall be overpast. He is soon to come out of his place to punish the world for its iniquity. Then the earth shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Heaven a place of busy activity. Oh, that all could behold our precious Savior as he is, a Savior. Let his hand draw aside the veil which conceals his glory from our eyes. It shows him in his high and holy place. What do we see? Our Savior, not in a position of silence and inactivity. He is surrounded with heavenly intelligences, cherubim, and seraphim, 10,000 times 10,000 of angels. All these heavenly beings have one object above all others, in which they are intensely interested, his church in a world of corruption. All these armies are in the service of the Prince of Heaven, exalting the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. They are working for Christ under his commission, to save to the uttermost all who look to him and believe in him. These heavenly intelligences are speeding on their mission, doing for Christ that which Herod and Pilate did against him. They confederate together to uphold the honor and glory of God. They are united in a holy alliance, in a grand and sublime unity of purpose, to show forth the power and compassion and love and glory of the crucified and risen Savior. In their service, these armies of heaven illustrate what the Church of God should be. Christ is working in their behalf in the heavenly courts, sending out his messengers to all parts of the globe, to the assistance of every suffering one who looks to him for relief, for spiritual life and knowledge. The Church of Christ on earth is amid the moral darkness of a disloyal world, which is trampling upon the law of Jehovah. But their Redeemer, who has purchased their ransom with the price of his own precious blood, has made every provision that his church shall be a transformed body, illumined with the light of the world, possessing the glory of Emmanuel. The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, shining through his church, will gather into his fold every lost, straying sheep, who will come unto him and find refuge in him. They will find peace and light and joy in him who is peace and righteousness forever. See.